Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin. Hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think that this is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know. They're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crap Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy Monday, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, hurtling at you from Los Angeles, California, Koreatown, US of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. out here on the Pacific Coast. A wee little hair after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in out east. If it ain't that time, then perhaps you are listening to us as a rerun here on the Crab Diving Network 24/7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, Stitcher, or at the coolest fucking place in the whole goddamn world, crabdiving.com. However, thou ears receiveth us, we appreciate the hell out of it. Thine ears, I guess I got my tenses wrongeth. We're going to be here the next couple hours. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. We don't need no stinking tenses.
Yeah.
This ain't no tenses.
Screw your tenses,
screw
man.
Screw your tenses. How about those tenses in Arizona where all those poor fucking... Who's in there? People being deported back to Mexico or South America or something?
Yeah. Go to iTunes. Go to crabdiving.com. We talked about it on Friday's show when...
Go to Stitcher.
When Bernie Sanders' spouse, his wife, went to...
Jane.
Yeah, when Jane Sanders went to tour one of those Joe Arpaio tent gulags that he's got set up in the middle of the fucking desert.
And he's proud of it, right?
Oh, loves it.
He doesn't see the problem. He probably was like, hey, Jane, you got to see this. We got all these Mexican people in a camp. It's great.
They live better than the boys fighting for our freedom in Iraq.
That's actually what he said, right?
That's absolutely one of the things he kind of said, yeah.
What the fuck is this fucking problem? How are people so fucking hateful?
It's that punishment culture of the conservative right. And not the fun kind. Or that too, probably, sure.
Hand me my ball gag.
Except they're only having fun if you're not having fun.
Oh, right.
With the punishment culture.
Yes.
Type of thing. Tweet us during the show if you want to communicate with us live, if it's, you know, between 5 and 7 Eastern time. On Monday, March the 21st, happy solstice, everybody.
Yay.
Whip off your clothes, go dance around a tree or something. Happy solstice.
Sack out.
And who needs the solstice to do that?
No, you can do that whenever you want.
Fuck yeah.
You know, God, when God created us, we had 0.0 clothes.
Right.
And then Jesus pulled a rib out of the side of Adam's fucking rib cage, I guess.
Why do all paintings of Adam and Eve, why do they have belly buttons?
Well, that's where the rib came from. Well, wait. Hold on a second. Hey, by the way, fuck your science. That, because the belly button is where the umbilical cord hooked into all the womb. The womb?
Right, yeah.
Where does that hook up? To the womb?
Sure.
To the feeding sac.
Yeah.
Why do they need a tube for a feeding sac or a port? Why are they not belly buttonless?
Because there's no like fast food window on the belly to feed the growing fetus.
Did we disprove Jesus, religion, the Bible, Yahweh?
Yeah, exactly.
By pointing out the belly button?
The belly button exists on some medieval paintings. Therefore, the Bible is wrong. Is equally as valid logic as the Bible is true because the Bible says so.
Oh, yeah. Who are you, Ken Ham?
Anyway. He's got his Christo underwear all in a bunch over those billboards that they were talking about putting up. We talked about them on Friday.
Oh, yeah.
Some atheists are raising money
right.
to put up a billboard that says genocide and incest.
Right, right.
Something like that. A story of genocide and incest.
Are they working with a guy that puts a butt plug in Jesus or no?
No. I think it's a different guy.
Okay.
But
interesting.
They are trying to I forgot what it was.
There's a lot going on out there. Dude, you're killing it today on Twitter.
Follow us on Twitter at Crab Diving.
What is the hashtag that's so popular?
It was an easy hashtag. Hashtag the host has forgotten what the hashtag was. Hashtag trending still safer than a Trump rally.
Trending on Twitter.
Safer than a Trump rally. Oh, fortunately, God. They use THAN.
I'm trying to think of one right now. I have nothing.
And we've tweeted out a few that have gotten a couple of retweets. Thank you to everyone that's participating in that hashtag and retweeting us shit like that. We appreciate the hell out of it. We also appreciate if you buy something through our hole at Amazon, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. We don't interrupt you with obnoxious ads here on the Crab Diving Show. You get 2 straight up hours of us yelling.
That's right.
And it costs shit to put this shit out. To be honest with you.
It does, yes. It costs time and shit all, you know. By the way, a sleepover at Josh Duggar's. That might be my favorite one.
Oh, thank you. Or that's the hashtag for the Trump thing.
Or do you like the...
Safer than a Trump rally.
Safer than an acting lesson with Bill Cosby.
That one, too. Is out there. The also
so dangerous.
The one, my favorite that I wrote. If I can break my arm and pat myself on the back,
don't break your arm.
Was the Stevie Wonder driving home one?
Yeah,
that's a pretty old joke I use for a lot of stuff.
You know, do you remember We Are the World?
Yeah,
this song Stevie Wonder was on that along with Ray Charles and some other.
Sure.
Michael Jackson, Paul McCartney, blah, blah, blah. I saw the making of that. It was a special way back when. And everybody was talking. Nobody was, paying attention. Then all of a sudden, Ray Charles started to play something on his piano. And he said, he's saying something. If y'all don't be quiet. It was like to some reggae tune. Me and Stevie gonna drive you home. Something like that. Funny.
So, you can also sling us a message over on the Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving. Reminds me of something I put up yesterday, the other day.
This kind of speaks to the inherent racism in our country. Do you think Stevie Wonder and Ray Charles, their careers are compared because they both happen to be blind and black?
Yes.
How sad. Why? I mean, are they similar? Stevie Wonder is much more like poppy.
Alive. A generation away. I mean, Ray Charles hung around for, fortunately, a long time and was able to continue being awesome, through Stevie Wonder's fame and career.
Are you ready for a lightning
round
question?
But little Stevie Wonder was a long fucking time ago, too.
Ray Charles, dead or alive?
Dead.
Damn. That's right. He died not too long ago.
But little Stevie Wonder was maybe around that time. Maybe they are the same.
Stevie Wonder, man. He was singing when he was a kid, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like...
He's 65 now.
Oh, God damn it. You know, that means he's going to die.
Oh, God. Listen to you. You sound
whatever. I mean, God, it's been a rough... David Bowie? Who's bigger?
Stevie's fine. Stevie looks great.
He doesn't know how he looks. You know how he feels. Hey,
He knows how he feels. He doesn't know how he looks.
I've seen, sometimes there was a time in the 80s when he was doing Part-Time Lover. Do you remember that song?
Stevie started in 1962 was his like first single.
Holy shit. Fingertips or something like that.
And
some kick-ass song.
Ray Charles started earlier than that, 1930.
Oh, shit. God damn. Ray Charles.
No, wait, that's when he was born. Hold on.
Ray Charles was young, right?
His first hits, 1947.
Shit. I was going to say it like...
So not that far apart, right?
Yeah. Well, Stevie Wonder, his career might... He might you know, benefit from being alive when after the civil rights movement too, you know, like, and it probably was easier.
But they're only like 5 years different in their career.
Oh, really?
Something, right?
Yeah. I'm just thinking
10 years
about
in age, maybe.
If Ray Charles started working in the music industry in the 40s, I mean, Stevie Wonder, the 60s for Stevie Wonder, no picnic, I have no doubt. But the 80s.
Now for Stevie Wonder, no picnic.
Yeah, but the 80s, yeah. Whatever.
Take those dreads off Stevie and put him in a hoodie and you know.
Yeah, that's true.
Aim him down the sidewalk in Tupelo in the middle of the evening. God.
Well, the sad thing is, you wouldn't know. Do you think he ever tells his agent, he's like, listen, I know I'm blind and shit, and don't book me for some fucking gig in Atlanta and tell me I'm in New York just because they're paying, okay?
Yeah.
Fuck this. Do you think he's ever like, hey.
Why does that sound like Arabic?
Hey, am I in the South? God damn it, I told you.
I heard the N-word.
Right.
Oh. So the other day was the birthday yesterday of, did you ever hear of Sister Rosetta Tharpe? She was
heard of Twyla Tharpe.
She's kind of, Sister Rosetta Tharpe is kind of the, she's not given enough influence in rock and roll music. She was a Pentecostal.
Did you post about
preacher.
This on
yeah,
Facebook?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Did you watch that video at all?
No, I
her?
Have not.
Man, she played guitar, like rock guitar. And she was kind of one of the first to kind of rock the Jesus thing, which then led to rock and roll. Right?
Oh, wow.
Because rock and roll came out of gospel, right?
What?
Yeah, black people started rock and roll.
Oh, yeah, yeah, they did. The fucking Led Zeppelin, they stole all their songs from them. From them, the black people. I don't mean it like that. God, that's horrible. I work in a commie pinko liberal hippie.
Get happy for once, come on. Oh, good, good, good. I'm happy. Come on. Oh, give me the old time religion.
There she is.
God damn.
She could, she fucking rocked, man.
That's
I'm gonna
awesome.
I want to skip forward to see if I can find her.
Yeah, let's all get
solo.
Happy, by the way. Come on.
Oh, no,
I just won't got old.
Anyway.
God, that's amazing.
That was, it was nice that she was trending on the Twitter, even, that enough people knew about
that's
her.
That's great.
That it was trending on the Twitter.
And you know, I'm just thinking back to Friday where we did the top five songs and. I know we.
You suggesting Bieber?
No, I'm suggesting that we don't hate enough on the music we have today. Because I mean, did you hear that stripped down, like so simple, a horn, her voice?
Well, and they recorded all in the same room at the same time. There was no. They did multiple takes, but they had to kind of sing it all the way through. They didn't do it like now. You can go. I'm going to do that one word over again, and they patch it back in.
Justin Bieber walks in there just stupid as fuck. Barely has to open his mouth in front of the microphone. Somebody's like, okay, sing a syllable, dummy. Listen, you know, back in the Tin Pan Alley days on Broadway, they used to fucking...
sing a syllable, dummy.
Yeah, sing a syllable. Can you do that? God, I'm sure people work with Bieber, and you're like, he can solve a Rubik's Cube in like 5 seconds?
Well, but
how
you know,
the fuck is that possible?
It's you learn the pattern.
It's so dumb.
You learn the pattern.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean, yeah. But they used to sing those back in the day when they would record Broadway musicals. God, they used to open the show, and then right after they opened the show, so the soundtrack would be available. They go record it right after the show opened that night.
Right.
Voices so tired.
Yeah.
It was a different time. I mean, you know. I guess the music's still what it is, and it's still good.
It's still good. There's still good parts of it.
Yeah. You just don't hear about it. Everybody likes shitty things. That's the problem. The general public loves shit. They love shit. This Trump.
Oh,
bringing it back to politics. Love shit.
There's a lot of shit.
Oh, yeah. Bullshit.
Please clap.
We can see what's going on in the news.
Yes.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From new Crab Diving News studio, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, March the 21st, 2016.
The year of our Lord!
These are your headlines. Heading towards us from the commie pinko liberal. Huffington the Post. There's a photograph of Eddie Munster.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. It's Paul Ryan.
Does he wear short pants just like Eddie? Yeah. A little widow's peak.
Oh, sure. When he's working out, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's right. He's a little gym rat. Do you think he's on steroids or?
No. The house in play, GOP nightmare house in play. I guess this means this is the best case scenario
If
I guess the polls are showing that the Democrats already have a reasonable odds of flipping about a dozen or so House seats, and it may go up if the Trumpenstein monster poisons the ticket as much as a lot of people think they will.
Sitting on the rats, he said. Frankenstein from, remember?
Right.
Frankenstein. Oh God, Peter Boyle's so funny and so dead.
Trump,
yes,
is in fact. There's a lot of the headlines this morning and last night are about Mitt Romney's magic underwear land of Utah.
Oh my God, fuck these Mormons! Listen,
well, no, we like them in this part because they are. But fuck them anyway.
That story on Friday about the sheriff with all the fucking underage wives and the whole city that's ran by the Taliban Mormon.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck that.
Yeah, Utah.
Crazy.
But Utah, the polls are showing that Utah is so anti-Trump that they are, for the first time since Reagan or whatever, they might vote Hillary.
What?
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up.
I'm just saying.
Why? Is it because Mitt the Shit Romney, the Mr. Mormon himself, went on TV and poo-pooed the Donald?
Part of it, probably. A new poll. Shows that Hillary is leading Trump 38 to 36 in Utah.
Holy fucking shit.
So thanks to Trump, it just might be the Republican nightmare. He might just be so toxic and so horrible. God, I hope so. I hope it's not closer than normal people think. I'm having faith in my fellow man of America.
Don't you find it funny? These poor Republicans. Let's feel sorry for them just for a second. I mean, they deserve all of this, but damn, they finally get a candidate that galvanizes their big, fat, stupid, oafish base.
Right?
And they can't stomach it. For some reason, they can't stomach it. I don't completely know why. Are you a little surprised they aren't just embracing this asshole?
But I think they know that the rest of the country is horrified, that it's just it's the monster in the corner that they fed.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's not big enough to take over the whole country, we hope. But
it might be.
But I think these protests are a good sign. And yeah. I read an article, I've been struggling with it. Which way to think or decide about how I feel about these protests where they're
your struggle,
where they're blocking Mein Kampf, where they're blocking the roads and infringing, and just general civil disobedience for over a private event. And I don't know, I flip back and forth about even President Obama said, I think there's been some misguided attempts to prevent free speech. Like maybe it's gone too far with the blocking of roads and things like that. But then I read an article today that was like, fuck that. This is so heinous. This is so outside the realm of normal discourse that we must rise up and be civilly disobedient and let everyone know that this ain't happening, that we're not going to tolerate this shit.
Do you think this is just the beginning of the left and the progressive protesting Trump? I mean, figuring out how they're going to do it, because it started with the people sneaking into these events or getting into these events and just start screaming and protesting. Everyone, and now still. It's moved to the outside of the arenas and now they're blocking roads. So are they trying to figure out what's going to work best against this asshole or?
I think it's a multi-pronged attack and it's coming from everybody and even his own fucking party.
All prongs.
They're terrified that this moronic base that they've ignited is, you know, they might have to swallow some Trump.
Oh, yes. By the way, Trump's prong, nothing to worry about there,
just ladies fine. And gentlemen.
Just fine. Swallow away, guys.
So the article goes to a Politico article from the HuffPo. It says Trump puts the GOP House majority in jeopardy.
He says
that would be fucking awesome. They have a 30-seat majority. There's already a chance for about a dozen of them to flip. So that means we need 18 more of the second-tier close ones. You know, we're not going to get a Gohmert. We're not going to get...
Oh, right. Is Gohmert top-tier?
Fucking Steve. No, I mean top-tier for flipping.
Oh, I see. I understand.
He's the bottom of everything.
He's the bottom. He's a power bottom,
but he's fully ensconced where he's at.
He loves it.
Remember when he was on with Glenn Beck and was crying for money? All of a sudden, because there's a primary opponent who said I was crazy. Remember that?
Oh yeah,
he said I was crazy. He trounced him.
Don't you think it's
Gohmert trounced the guy in the primary? Oh yeah, okay. They love them some Louis.
God.
Those idiots in that section of Texas.
It's weird to hear those guys like begging for money because to me the reason you embrace all that mumbo jumbo and that Christian bullshit if you're in government is so you can get money. So you always have a base that will throw you dollars.
Right.
Why is a fundamentalist Christian lunatic like Gohmert who's in South Texas? Wait, we're in Texas. Who cares? In the middle of shithole Texas.
I think like not that far outside of Dallas, like suburban Dallas, maybe, or something like that.
How is that dickhead hurting for money? Aren't there plenty of people that like his shit that can send him checks?
I don't think he was fundraising. He didn't expect anyone to challenge him. And then all of a sudden, some even crazier guy came up and, you know, not crazier, but he was like, I think more of a libertarian guy came up and was like, look at Louis Gohmert's an embarrassment.
Oh, yeah.
He's a clown. Call him a clown. That's what it was.
Call me a clown. Libertarian, all that bullshit really appeals to, I think, some yokels in Texas, I would think.
Yeah, I
my
think.
My compound, well, right. Guns.
The less Jesus he wants.
Oh, yeah.
They just pretend they're libertarians. I'm socially liberal. Yeah, whatever. I think states should decide. Great.
All right.
Yeah, let's let Alabama do whatever the fuck it wants.
Yeah, it would be great if we could have states decide. If the states all acted like adults and were crazy
well,
as
right.
fuck.
So that's the headline over at the HuffPo is that, there's a slight chance that the Trump effect could, how awesome would Bernie Sanders in the White House with a Democratic majority in the House and a Democratic majority in the Senate?
That would be amazing.
Holy sheep shit.
That's amazing. Hey, you Republicans, I hope you're fucking scared.
Holy sheep shit.
You know what I like?
Shit's going to get done.
Yeah.
Done.
Are you?
We're gonna have an immigration reform. We're going to have healthcare reform, maybe. We're going to have a tax code reform.
Will we get shot less?
Possibly.
Maybe. But hey, we were walking to the fucking dollar store the other day, and you said you read an article about two things we could do to cut down that would... Three things that would cut gun deaths in this country by a shit ton. What was it? Naming your bullets?
One was registering ID law. Three ID laws.
Tyranny!
This was in the CNN.
Freedom!
And
smart bullets.
I'm finding it.
Registering your bullets or something like that.
Universal background checks for firearm purchases. Background checks on ammunition purchases.
Dude, of course you should have that.
And firearm identification. In other words, you got to put a little license plate on your car. You got to put a license plate on your motorcycle. You got to hang a license plate around your dog's neck.
A Jack Russell Terrier.
You got to...
that is a 12...
If you go fishing, you need a license.
Let me tell you something.
If you go fishing...
That's a 12-pound fucking killing machine. I don't know where she is right now, Kate. But she's licensed. Probably she has a license.
Finding some trash to very quietly and slowly destroy.
Yeah, but a gun... Fuck it.
Right.
Stupid.
Tyranny. We're going to battle list, and then Obama's going to use it to come get my guns.
We're a bunch of fucking kids in this country. Stupid children.
But they say that according to a study.
Oh, yes.
By Boston University.
Fuck you.
Professor of medicine. How did he get away with this? The Republicans are passing laws. Did you know the Republicans in certain states are passing laws that like universities like this can't look into gun deaths as a medical issue?
Which is interesting because they're passing all these laws where you can just carry your gun into any university.
Right.
Well, open carry. Who gives a fuck?
He said that those three things together could reduce the rate of U.S. gun deaths by more than 90%, they believe.
Well, now 90% is a lot.
The what do we have, 30,000 a year?
But the funny, what's 90% of 30,000?
27,000.
For real? Is that real? Did you really just do that in your fucking head?
Well, 10% is 3,000. Oh, so yeah. You do the minuses.
Mm. I mean, that's still a shit ton more deaths than in Japan and in Great Britain.
Well, sure.
In Australia.
They, nobody cares. You know, they did their maths and their ciphering and everything that they get paid the big bucks to do, and they came out with this, what they thought was the big one would be universal background checks, which, you know, these assholes are like, well, it wouldn't do anything. Bad guys, you're just hurting the good guys. The bad guys are still going to get a gun. Criminals aren't going to follow the law. Ooh, yeah.
It's interesting, too, what you just said. Good guys, bad guys. Those labels are strange because... I mean, okay, you say a quote-unquote good guy legally gets a gun, goes, he has it in Walmart with him, tries on a pair of, you know, 64-inch waist Wranglers, leaves his, the good guy leaves his gun on the, I don't know, on the shoe rack, goes in, tries his pants on some four-year-old.
On the toilet.
Remember shoots that? Himself.
There's a picture, I think we had it on one of our crabdiving.com. One of our blog posts, the guy that they found a gun sitting on the toilet paper roll in the shitter.
That was a cop.
Remember some? Yeah.
I swear to God, a cop left it there. Now that's a good guy with a gun, right?
Right.
Okay. Well, but that has a bad outcome depending on who the fuck finds it.
British cops still don't fucking carry guns.
Well, they're pussies.
You know why?
They're pussies.
Because people don't carry guns.
No.
Because there's not, they don't, and guess what? Sometimes bad guys have guns in Britain.
What do they do?
But they're so much harder to get because guess what? Because they're illegal everywhere. And that's why when they're like, look at Chicago. Chicago passed the hardest gun laws in the country. And all they're doing is killing each other. Of course, they, you know, delight on that.
Oh, yeah. It's...
Pointing out Negroes killing each
right.
other.
Right. We're okay with those gun deaths, by the way.
And,
I mean, we aren't, but, you know, America.
But America likes to point that out.
And,
but look at Chicago. Look at Chicago. All the crime that's going on, even though they banned guns. Well, you could fart.
Yes.
And they can smell your gas. In Gary, Indiana,
not
where
in
you
Gary.
Could go by. Well, actually, it's the other way around. Yeah.
You ain't smelling anything in Gary.
It's
but
the other way. But, yeah, you can just go leap across, buy some guns, and get some fireworks while you're in Indiana and come back.
You're just reminding me like how heinous that area is.
Or even
south
the suburbs.
Of Chicago into Indiana.
That doesn't mean that Oak Lawn, you can't go to 95th Street and take one step south.
Right.
And suddenly at Cicero, you could buy a gun on the corner and it's fine and legal and then step across back to Cicero.
Right.
Cicero Avenue. And on the other side, you're back in Chicago
right.
with your newfound gun.
That's so
illegal.
Have you ever been to Alsip, Illinois?
Sure, that's where I went to high school.
Oh, yeah.
My high school is right adjacent to Alsip.
Alsip smells bad, doesn't it? It's like...
My high school, Alsip's so bad.
Yes.
My high school was in Alsip and they petitioned... to have the land redistricted to Chicago.
Oh, God.
To have it annexed. Because they didn't want to be an house.
You know, it's funny. Well, way back in the dark ages,
Catholic school.
When I was briefly married, we were looking at places to live and like rent and shit. And I found a cheap ass apartment. And I was like, you know, I found a place in Alice. It was pretty cheap. And my wife at the time, she said to me that she would, quote, rather gnaw her arm off.
She grew up Southside too, right? Down that section too, like near where I grew up.
Great area.
Lovely.
I like, listen, there's parts of Southside I like. I like the pizza down there. I like listening to all the lunatics. There's nothing like getting a lunatic Southside drunk person chatting about what the fuck ever.
As I grew Hilarious. Up, we rode the white flight wave of, we weren't, my dad worked in a factory. My mom was a teacher. We didn't have a lot of money. She actually stayed home until I was like 8 or 10 or something like that. Then she went back teaching. But the, every neighborhood we were in, we kind of moved out of because the black people were moving in. God. I say proudly.
Oh, yeah.
But it was really total white flight. We didn't have enough money to make it all the way out to the fancy suburbs because that's where all the rich white people were moving to get the hell out of Dodge.
But I don't want to live with rich white people.
Well, no, and I think
they suck.
I think you know, growing up constantly on the edge of changing neighborhoods has helped me appreciate changing or changed neighborhoods, which is why I love where we live now. The K-Town is crazy. I had we're talking offline.
Yes,
an old boss
crab diving offline conversation.
An old boss friended me on Facebook.
Oh yes,
from when I worked at the hospital, and she retired. Several years ago, I was still working there, and she moved back out east and just reconnected on Facebook. And the first message I get from her is, Patrick, why the hell did you move to the ghetto? What are you doing in the ghetto?
It's fun. You know, it's fun in the ghetto in a city because it's not gentrified. It's not a fucking Pottery Barn on every fucking corner. And by the way, I go up, my softball team, we practice in Beverly goddamn Hills. And when you go in that Starbucks up there, not as nice.
Maybe.
I'm serious. It's not as nice. People are dicks. They, you know what I mean? They cut in front of you in the line. There's this white privilege ejaculated everywhere, and you're just constantly stepping in it. Gross.
gross.
There's other kind of fluids in Koreatown, just not white privilege.
Well, sure. You really are stepping in. over at, I fucking knew it.
Oh, Drudge?
Yeah, at the Drudge Report.
Fuck you, Matt.
There's a picture already that's been swimming around the internet because President Barack Hussein Obama has done, shown his true colors, Ryan, and unzipped and whipped out the cock of communism because...
schlonging!
Oh, yeah, because...
I want a schlonging of tyranny!
He, at the moment, is probably engaged in vigorous butt sex with Raul Castro.
Oh, are they?
For the first time, president, since the, you know, whole Cuban missile-y thing.
No, really.
Since the whole communist takeover, sitting president of the United States has gone 90 miles... 90 miles.
Who gives a fuck?
Away. How stupid has this embargo been, by the way? Because all I keep hearing about it and learning about it is it's done 0.0 damage to the Castros, which is who you want to damage and hurt.
But it fucks up everybody in Cuba.
They just pass it down. They're assholes. Yes, they're not great people. They subjugate dissent, et cetera, but... by completely cutting them off, it's same thing that happened to the Iran. They just, you don't think the rich and the elite people say, well, I'm going to give up my giant house because we have less money, or we could starve the people and keep our nice, pretty house.
You know, I have a second, or is it a third cousin? His church, they fly down to Cuba. And do missions. Well, I mean, you know, they do
that's dangerous shit.
Yeah, they preach the Jesus-y stuff, but not really. He says they're not allowed to. But what they do is they go down there. Like, what do? He's like, we bring as much food as we can and just give it out. They give out food.
It's Muslim Brotherhood shit.
Oh yeah, but you know they've had a couple of people meet this cousin. No, no, no.
Oh,
this guy has his spread. He has this amazing spread in the middle of nowhere in Florida
for the snakes, right?
In a swamp,
and he waves around.
Oh no, 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 no! I don't think so.
Oh no, he's far. He just travels to Cuba and. Yeah. Surreptitiously,
well, like you say,
Central,
when you say,
people.
Yeah, yeah, but when you say in Florida, people waving around snakes, sometimes people just,
oh,
people,
well,
there's snakes everywhere.
How much we put that story up on Facebook? What was the roundup? The poundage or the tonnage? God.
27 million pounds of Burmese python.
The great python roundup, where now they're going into the Everglades and trying to catch all these monsters that have escaped and are now eating everything in the Everglades that they shouldn't be.
The great python roundup.
Because of assholes. Because of assholes that have them as pets. And guess where Burmese pythons are indigenous to?
Burmese, Florida.
It ain't Burma, Florida. Yeah.
There probably is a Burmese in the U.S. Burmese, Arkansas. Florida, yeah. That's his cousin of mine, though, but he goes to Cuba. You're talking about the people there starving?
Yes.
They're fucking starving. He's like, you go there, and you know, if you meet somebody in Cuba, you never like, hey, do you want to join me for dinner? Just tell them you'll have them for dinner. Don't ask.
Right.
They're fucking hungry.
Curse you. Drudge Report just updated and changed their whole headline.
What?
But the previous headline was, there's this picture of President Obama standing with... I think that might be Raul Castro and a whole contingent outside.
Sack exposed.
And on a building in the background is a giant picture of Che Guevara.
Oh, perfect.
So Drudge Report puts the headline, mission accomplished.
That doesn't make any sense.
Obama standing in front of a Che Guevara sign is mission accomplished. And that's all over the Twitter. It's all over Facebook. I even saw a news story already on one of the lib blogs about it that Obama stood. There's a picture of Obama standing in front of a Shea mural, and conservatives are losing their fucking minds over it.
Did you ever do Evita, the musical? You're never in that?
No, I've seen it.
I like that one.
Three times.
So. It's weird. I like that musical.
I like that musical.
That's Andrew
musical.
Lloyd Webber. Explain to me how he writes Evita, Jesus Christ Superstar, but then...
And Starlight Express?
Yeah, now, you can't put Starlight Express in with Evita and Jesus. Actually, I don't think Evita and Starlight Express should be anywhere near.
The divorce period.
You know, Jesus Christ Superstar is a great fucking musical. Ted Neely, you ever listen to that soundtrack? That guy could sing. I don't know that there's a better singer.
And he's 70 and still playing Jesus.
No.
Fuck yeah.
Oh, God,
dude,
he's
look
too
it
old.
Up. I swear that Ted Neely.
God, why don't you play? Why don't you play fucking Hamlet, Ted? That you're too old to be Jesus. Let
I
somebody
swear
else
Ted
play
Neely
it.
Is still. He's 72 years old.
Right.
I swear to God, he was still not that long ago. Was still playing Jesus Christ as a 70-year-old.
Anyway. Yeah. Anyway. Musical theater moment.
Right. So yeah, over at the Drudge, the headline was that picture of Obama with Che Guevara in the background, the giant poster with mission accomplished as the headline. But now.
Yes.
The headline.
Got a conservative has a lot of nerve saying mission accomplished about Obama.
Well, that's, I think, the whole point. Yeah.
Fuck off.
I think he's trying to say, oh, they pick on the President Bush.
Ooh. Ooh, they pick on a president for lying us into a whole fucking war where millions of people were fucked up.
This new headline that has usurped the past one is worthy of red headline and the flashing police light at the top of Drudge.
Oh, God.
It's so important.
Oh, wait. Let me guess. Ben fucking Ghazi.
No. The headline says this could be interesting, actually.
Okay.
We're just finding this out, ladies and gentlemen, as you do. Bill Clinton slams, quote, awful legacy of last 8 years.
What? Fuck off.
It says at an event in Spokane, Washington, he called for putting the awful legacy of the last 8 years behind us and the 7 years before that, where we were practicing trickle down economics. I think he did the math wrong. I think he meant the previous administration's eight years. Yeah, yeah.
Did someone fuck up and give him the wrong copy or didn't brief him correctly? Oh, here it is. God damn it. Hey, if you work for Bill.
Listen, I think this is Republican fuckwattery, though.
Oh, really?
I think he meant the awful legacy of the last 8 years of the last administration.
Of course. Even if you, hey, let me ask you something. If you knew nothing about Barack Obama's presidency, nothing.
Right.
But you have full knowledge of what went on during Bush's, and you said, which presidency did you think was better? Wouldn't you just bet on the other one that didn't lie us into a war and fuck the auto industry up and blah, blah, blah? 9/11.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful. Right. And so were we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
This is how Obama felt before he took office. It must have been. You know how, like, oh, God, I was like, okay, you're doing a comedy show, and you're watching the guy before you just eat fucking shit, suck so hard.
Now, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
It's the best feeling on the planet.
You don't... You don't feel bad for your comrade?
I feel good for me.
He's just gone down on the front lines.
Sorry. I don't give a shit. I'm happy because, hey, it can only get better. And if it's worse, hey, the last guy fucked it up. It's great. It's a win-win.
So you don't want to follow somebody that kills?
Fuck no. Fuck no. And you actually
you don't think, hey, great, the audience is all worked up and ready for my energy now?
No. It's listen to that shitty joke. Oh, I can't believe they laughed at that. Fuck them. But anyway, Obama, I must have felt like that.
This is the Weekly Standard, which is really, which is pretty right wing. And the Drudge Report now is still spurting jizz over this headline that Bill Clinton is trashing Obama. When you know it was Bill Clinton having a senior moment.
We're going to need a client clean up in aisle 16.
A lot of white jizz from white guys.
There might be many reasons that you don't want to support. But if you believe we can all rise again, if you believe we finally come to the point where we can put the awful legacy of the last 8 years behind us and the 7 years before that when we were practicing trickle-down economics and no regulation in Washington, which is what caused the crash, then you should go for
it. He fucked up his numbers.
He fucked
up. And by the way, was he broadcasting in a scuba suit underwater?
Well, I don't think this was intended for broadcast.
He fucked up his lines.
Yeah, that's all. He's got his math wrong, fuck's sake.
If you sat down Barack Obama and said, listen, Barack, if you asked Bill Clinton, who is a better president, George Bush or Barack Obama, what do you think he's going to say?
Jesus Christ.
Well, I don't know. I just heard this quote.
That's crazy. Fuck you, Drudge. That's a stretch.
Drudge,
I mean,
no one thinks George Bush was a good president, you dickhead. Right?
Right.
Fuck off.
You saw how well it worked when Jebediah James Earl Jones dragged George out of the broom closet where they'd stuffed him to paint. And you saw the massive bump he got in the polls after that. He went down. He whipped out his mom.
Oh, right.
And George Bush. Mom, I could see. She's got great numbers. But he whipped out George Bush. Why not?
Literally whip something out?
Yeah, let's have Condoleezza Rice and Rummy and Ashcroft. Let's all have a hot tub party. Take pictures and show us all together.
Jeb's campaign. You know what I love about Jeb's campaign? It's just this total fucking sadness. It's so pathetic. But
I don't think he was into it from the outset.
I don't know.
And then,
yeah,
to have that big nasty bully,
Trump
just kick him right in the balls.
It's just not fair.
From the outset.
Yeah,
a boring campaign it would be without Trump, to be honest with you. But
do you know why it was so funny? I love when the Jeb campaign made the move to call him Jeb.
That's how pathetic it is. First of all,
we don't know what else to do.
First, we got to lose the last name. Second. you're kind of low energy.
Jeb!
Yeah, I've got a great idea. Let's put an exclamation point.
What about a semicolon? Do you think they tried that in a focus group? What would that be? How would that read? Jeb.
Dot, dot, dot.
Jeb. Dot, dot, dot. God, how sad, you piece of shit. Jeb! Stupid.
Yeah. I've got a clip here of someone we frequently play on the show, and he's a not only is he an inspiration to millions, but please
who is this
please don't let this guy have millions of fans.
Who's this piece of shit?
He's an inspiration to all, having risen then fallen.
Oh no,
risen
is it
again.
Jesus?
Risen like the Lord, risen again.
Ooh.
Except if the Lord would have fucked his secretary and fleeced people out of millions.
We don't know what God did with his
God. Okay. The soup comes in 6 gallons of this. It weighs almost 50 pounds.
Jim Baker.
I'm just thinking about something. It weighs 50 fucking
no, can you
pounds?
Imagine shipping you're paying on that shit?
What do you think the what is the
the poor people that have to deliver that bullshit?
What is the what's the process like when it's being made? I mean, is it in a factory? I mean, I'm just wondering when,
not in the United States.
It's all dust, right? It's basically dust. You pour into a bucket and you add water and you get this amazing food.
It's really awful.
What does it look like, though, before it gets turned into that? Like, how far back in the process do you have to go
is
to
it
actually see a stalk of, say, broccoli or a pea or a
broccoli
pea or a carrot?
Shit.
Well, it has to be, though, at some point.
Right.
Where does the powder come from?
That mac and cheese is so orange.
It was never
Trump's
pasta.
Probably using it for facial lubrication. So here is getting a little political.
Oh, okay.
Again, I don't know. This guy's a fucking ministry from Branson, Missouri.
It's so sad.
And
oh, we have the worst culture in this fucking country.
And,
Branson.
And Jim Baker. These fucking people now, they're not even hiding it. They're just like, vote for this person or don't vote for this person. They can't do that and be tax fucking exempt.
Is Yakov Smirnoff still based in Branson?
Absolutely. He's got a theater.
Is he really in
Genius.
Branson?
Sure.
Have you ever been there? I've never even been.
No. No. No.
But Jim Baker.
I'm under 60.
Yeah. Jim Baker's not.
I am white, so I would pass that test.
Guys, by the way, if you're listening to the show, I don't know, we don't show our face a lot. You might not know our ethnicity. Relax. We're white, okay? I'm a. Yeah. We're both white. I was just checking to make sure.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
So, I'm sorry. I was drinking coffee.
So,
Jim Baker on his show.
But I'm not proud of my white heritage. So we're clear.
Jim Baker was still, well, you should be proud of your white heritage. Just don't be.
Which part? But not like the whole political shit.
Right.
Horrible racism on it.
Jim Baker's show, showing, by the way, on the screen before I start the video clip is.
And I'm proud of my personal heritage, aside from my uncle, my great great uncle that used to do comedy in blackface. I'm not proud of that.
I think that's awesome.
It's not.
It's amazing.
Awesome.
That would be the first thing I tell people when I meet them. Hi, how you doing? My great great uncle.
Yeah.
Did minstrel shows traveling the South. I think that's spectacular.
That's crazy.
Who knows what my family did?
Oh, God. Well, yeah, we do know. Aren't you related to some like wrestling star? Some Greek wrestler?
It wasn't a star, but my uncle was a professional wrestler in the 50s and 60s, yeah.
Was he a Olympian wrestler, or was he like Hulk Hogan, say?
You know, that's a good question. I don't know if he did. It was Hulk Hogan. It was the theatrical wrestling, but I don't know if he did.
That makes it sound.
I don't know if he was.
So
you know, a lot
civilized.
Of people are regular wrestlers, and then they move on to that. Like they go through all the discipline.
It's gotta suck.
Of making it to the Olympics, and next thing you know, they're being flipped over by.
I got a friend that wrestled
wearing a boa.
My friend was telling me how they used to make his forehead bleed when he got hit
sure,
with a chair.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Why do people do? He's like, they used to dig in it with a fork.
Yeah. Or they have razor blades hidden in various places, and they just slice their forehead open because head wounds bleed like crazy.
That's still safer than going to a Trump rally.
Still hashtag safer than a Trump rally. So, Jim Baker, here is a little bit of his show. At the bottom on the display, it says, stop the genocide.
Oh, shit.
One 90-day bucket for you, plus a 50-day bucket for starving Christians.
What?
I don't know what this means. I guess if you donate, for $165, if you buy a 90-day bucket, then they donate
90-day bucket.
Donate a 50-day bucket.
Don't they even want to make it sound good?
To starving Christians.
I got a 90-day bucket of fucking yam sauce.
So I don't know.
Are they only selling this to Christians? Is that what they mean?
No. You're helping.
You know,
they're donating to starving Christians.
We should put an order
fuck
in.
Fuck the Muslims and the Jews.
No,
assholes.
These charlatans don't fucking care. I guarantee you, if we put an order in and we said, return address, ISISville, Syria.
No, I'm talking about who they're donating to.
Oh, okay.
It's like for each 90-day bucket that you'll buy.
Okay.
Jim Baker in his benevolence is going to send a crate full of mac and cheese.
He's not even sending money.
Powdered potatoes.
Dude, he's not even fucking sending money. He's sending this powder that is got. What is this shit?
50-day bucket for starving Christians. I wonder if they have a special bucket.
Just send them money, man.
Extra protein.
Don't send them money. It's starving people.
It's crushed Jesus wafers.
I bet you guess
here's,
what?
Oh, go ahead.
This is so fucked up.
So here they are. They're talking about Bernie Sanders. As soon as I unmute this, Jim Baker talking about Bernie Sanders.
As you grew up, you heard the rhetoric that America.
You know, she is amazing. His wife is truly amazing.
It's amazing. All of this is amazing that he has a forum and a wife and all this other shit. And she's just over in the side.
And it's interesting that it's set up like dinner theater. Like it's all dinner tables and everything in his ministry. And it looks like an infomercial
Do they serve that shit there?
Yeah. They serve something. I think they serve these poor people that food. Or they serve them shit.
No way.
They probably get decent food and then say, this is the kind of stuff that you can get. Because similar to this,
the trick
for $50,
right? Because the trick in selling this food is not letting anyone know what it tastes like before they buy it.
You heard the rhetoric that America is no good.
Yeah, that's what's taught to us. I mean, even with everything that we're taught our history in America, but at the same time, it's from a different source. It's from a different standpoint. And so everything you're taught as you're growing up.
This is not his wife. This is somebody named.
Is she nine fucking years old?
It's a younger person. I don't know. I'd say she's in her
20s. You're right.
Sasha Volz is her name.
Sasha Volz.
V-O-L-Z.
You know what I like? Listen to the intonation. Everything she says goes up at the end.
You saying that she uptalks all the time?
Standpoint. And so everything you're taught as you're growing up, you believe that America, you're always apologizing for America. You're always saying that, well, we were the bad guys in the situation. We shouldn't have meddled in that situation. We always stick our hands in where we don't need to be. But that's what we're taught as American citizens
in this generation. What did Brigitte say to you is the master plan?
Now they're showing a picture. Brigitte Gabriel, founder, president, CEO of America Congress for Truth and for Truth.
Yes.
Oh, America Congress for Truth. And then she's also for ACT, A-C-T, with an exclamation point for America.
Oh, my God.
So that's who he's talking about, Brigitte Gabriel.
Is the master plan.
To infiltrate our nation, to make our minds, this young generation growing up now are the leaders of our generation and our nation. They're going into these positions and they're the ones now leading our nation. So it's an infiltration from the mind within our nation.
What?
They're infiltrating the evil public schools are
stupid.
Infiltrating all the Christian minds.
What position?
By though? Telling them that America isn't perfect.
She said different positions too.
One of the most popular politicians right now is a socialist. And who is his biggest following?
The young people.
The young people of America.
Absolutely.
From the colleges.
Oh,
what is that pause?
He's giving a face like, how can this be happening?
Oh, I assumed he was unbuckling his pants.
No, he's looking at his ancient audience. He may have spotted somebody who's currently having a coronary.
I looked up Sasha Voles. That's who's with him?
Yes.
It's funny.
You must have found a porn star or something. Well, it's not the same one.
Sasha and Google Images. It's like Sasha Voles, Sasha Voles, Sasha Voles, Sasha Gray, Sasha Voles.
Sasha Gray, porn star.
Maybe you understand a little bit what it felt like to live when Hitler was reigning.
What?
Oh, Bernie Sanders.
Oh, God.
The rise of Bernie Sanders
like Hitler?
Is like Hitler.
Do you remember what it was like when Hitler was reigning?
You understand a little bit what it felt like to live when Hitler was reigning. And the church had to sit by and keep watching it and watching it.
Oh,
Hitler.
The church helped.
Hitler.
The church, you lying sack of shit.
They
the
helped.
Churches rolled over. Yeah. And especially if someone was Jewy, this a lot of the churches were more than happy to point.
They just, Hitler was making it rain. Raining. I think it's funny.
Until millions, tens of millions. They had to build factories to kill people.
Oh, God.
All it takes.
Oh, my God. They're showing pictures of Auschwitz.
God, but
they're showing pictures of the Nazi concentration camps on his video.
You know, is it true that Jim Baker had his food delivered to some of these concentration camps and they just were like, no, thanks.
Yeah, no, we're passing on the mac shit. And cheese.
Is he telling
it's a couple bombs.
Is he trying to tell us that if we don't buy his shit,
I want to see if that's
the
where
Nazis
he ends up.
Are coming back?
All it takes. Is a couple bombs, and all of America will be dead within a year, less than a year, just months. Rick, I'm sorry. I don't want to take your time. You're my guest, and I got too carried away here.
Oh, that's Rick Wiles he's going to talk to.
What a horrible...
I can't tolerate this much longer. Oh, I can't tolerate it.
You fucking loons.
That's the end of the clip.
Who are these stupid people?
Oh, I was just going to say, the end of the clip is the audience applauding, and now, it really...
What do you think
is
in
amazing...
that audience? Are they more of a Jeopardy crowd or a Wheel of Fortune? Yes. give me a trough of... powdered fucking broccoli cream
hand
soup.
Hand me
shit.
Another ladle of that,
God,
that reconstituted spaghetti sauce.
Let me tell you something. If the couple of bombs have dropped and I'm dead between 2 months and a year, I'm not dead yet. I'm eating this powder. I'm going to roll in some fucking radiation.
Right.
Who wants to live if this is it? God, what an asshole. He is trying to, he's sort of using the Holocaust to scare us into buying this shit.
Yeah, and
you
Bernie Sanders,
fuck.
Man. Bernie Sanders is the... Bernie Sanders is like the rise of Hitler. Yeah. Not the obvious fascist on their side.
Right. You're going to pick... I love it. You're going to pick one guy running for president, and you're going to decide to compare that guy to Hitler. Right. And you don't pick Trump. That's nuts.
So there you go. The
God, what a bunch of fucking assholes.
From a little bit from Jim Baker's show. If you're, I know you guys probably set your TiVos and never miss a moment of it. But just in case you missed that clip from Jim Baker,
listen. This person, this Sasha Voles, that is telling us what we should do.
Yes,
she's. What is she doing? Predicting the end of the world.
I don't know who she is. I don't know who he was talking to.
A picture of her. She's like 12, honestly.
Yeah, she's young. Yeah.
She's 19 years old or something.
There you go.
Thanks for the advice.
Thank you for the advice. A little bit. We've been playing a lot of clips because this guy's really losing his fucking mind right now.
Oh, shit.
Here, I'm just going to go. You'll recognize instantly.
Oh, awesome.
And they're so delusional, they think they're going to create Lucifer.
Oh, my God. He's been on fire lately. What is wrong with him?
Liberals. He's talking about us, Ryan. We're so delusional, we think we're going to create Lucifer.
Yeah. Listen, I won't lie to you. Sometimes I try to get that delusional.
Here we go. He's...
And they're so delusional, they think they're going to create Lucifer.
What the fuck does that mean?
They're atheists that don't believe in God and the devil, but they go ahead and say, I worship Lucifer, like the head of the liberal movement. Saul Alinsky dedicated his book to Lucifer.
Hey.
I think he's talking about the Satanists, the Church of Satan.
He's confused.
That, you know, they... It sounds like he's referencing the guys who say they don't... They're atheists. They don't believe in Jesus or Satan. But they say they worship Satan.
I thought he said.
I think he's pissed off.
Yeah.
At the Satanic Temple.
I thought he said. He goes, "There's atheists that don't believe in God or Jesus," and I was like, "Yes, there are."
I think he means
scary.
I think he's talking about them specifically.
Yeah, you're right.
It is booked to Lucifer, but they believe they're building Lucifer because humans can envision and build whatever they imagine. With enough time and energy. And they've got 7.5 billion of us wired into their system, manipulating us, our labor, our energy, to get all our technology, all of our brain trust, and steal it to build some beast computer they're going to merge with and fly off.
Get out of my brain trust.
Oh, my God.
I don't want anybody building a spaceship out of my brain trust, man. Fuck that.
Beast computer.
What brain trust are they robbing to create the beast computer?
Yeah, please tell us.
You're not going to Alabama, are you? Because I'm not getting in that spaceship.
Certainly nobody is listening to InfoWars.
Oh, no.
Overall, that's the greatest threat, that the people running the world hate humanity, say we're ugly, we're all mentally ill, we have no free will, there is no God, and then behind the scenes...
Listen to that music that's run. That's not me.
I thought that was a train.
No, that's him.
That's not a train in the background.
I think it's a. They're slowly potting up a minor chord to a dissonant chord to evoke fear.
Behind the scenes, few of them are atheists like Kurzweil, but behind the scenes, I've never found one of them that doesn't say, "I love the devil. I'm gonna live forever."
I love it. I agree.
I've never found one of them that doesn't say, "I love the devil."
At Vile Experience, will you say, like I'm about to say, I say, "I love the devil"?
Oh, yeah.
Will you pledge your allegiance to Satan?
I'll swallow the devil.
Oh, gosh.
Love the devil. And I'm going to live forever, and I'm going to have unlimited power. You'll never help the general public.
Nobody I'm gonna can have power. Watch this and take this seriously.
Oh, God.
Tell me there's nobody out there that watches this man and is with him in belief. This is they just watch it for the theatricality of it, right? Nobody believes
it's the same reason. Don't you wish if you had unlimited power, atheist, swallower of Satan,
sure.
Satan worshiper, God, wouldn't that be great? I'd love that.
What?
Unlimited power.
No, I don't want unlimited power.
You walk around lighting shit up, baby.
I don't want unlimited power. I just want to be left alone.
Oh, yeah. Or I'm going to fry ya. Don't look at me weird.
But seriously, nobody... I find it hard to believe that anyone takes him seriously.
You drove through Texas. You drove through Louisiana.
Yeah, there's
Trump time in Florida.
Trump rallies.
You've been to Alsip, Illinois, dude.
Power! You'll never help the general public. They're a bunch of dumb scum, Jones. Join us and get the power! You want the power, don't you?
I mean,
is he running around in a diaper?
I mean, he's really lost his
mind. I want the power.
It's so scary.
Whatever you need, buddy.
He really makes Glenn Beck look just like the sane one at the table.
We make fun of Glenn Beck because occasionally he wears a sweater that you're like, what? That's a little, I don't know what that is.
Well, he says some bad shit stuff too.
He's a little bit more understated. I feel like Alex Jones is just, I mean, I can see him. Don't you think this is how he's going to die?
I want to speak to you about something that may be controversial. Well, that's what I do. And it's not something that I have said while I've been out for Ted and now with Mike, but it's something that this crowd needs to hear. It's something that Utah needs to hear. The body of the priesthood is known to stand up when the Constitution hangs by a thread.
Okay.
See?
Now, there we go. That is the craziest fucking thing I've ever heard in my life. See, now, what's he reading from? Lord of the Rings? J.R. Tolkien? Hey, did Rowley, J.K. Rowley, the chick, the Harry Potter person?
This is from...
Did they write that?
That's from last weekend at a Mike Lee rally in Utah. Mike Lee, Senator, second only to Ted Cruz in...
Fuck you.
Being reviled. In the Senate.
Good Christ.
He's another lunatic Tea Partier who has been hiding under the ball sack of Ted Cruz and kind of joins in with him with any chance they can to obstruct and ram Jesus into your starfish.
Oh, yeah.
But so Ted took, I mean, Glenn Beck took a moment.
Good God, that's
away
insane.
From being a dancing monkey for Ted Cruz, and now he's being a dancing monkey for Mike Lee. But this is where he, listen to this creepy shit. This
the Constitution hangs by a thread. I am a convert. Hold on. I am a convert to the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in 2000. What attracted me was not only the truth of the message, but also the
Hatred of the gays and the subjugation of black people. Love it. Awesome. And the multiple wives. The pedophilia is attractive, too.
To me, the craziest part is he has to tell people to clap less because it's, I mean, I don't know. It's just nutty. I mean, they love this guy.
Yeah.
They don't even understand what he's fucking saying. It's so convoluted. It hangs
Please
by
clap.
A thread.
Please clap.
Yes. Jeb!
Here's the rest of...
the message, but also the people like President Lee and President Benson, who knew exactly who we were, knew who we were as a country. I joined many times. What held me through was the prophecy that the Constitution will hang by a thread, and this people would remember what our founders did. It is our responsibility to stand for the Constitution.
He's talking about the Jesus presidents Christ. Of the church. Those guys are the ones he's talking about.
Yeah.
It's the white horse prophecy.
It's nutty. It's insane.
Ooh, excuse me.
Is this faith? God bless you, by the way.
Thank you.
God fucking bless you.
Thank you.
Oh, no. Satan. You embrace Satan, don't you? So who do you get? What, who do you? Who
this
do you...
is in 1843.
Okay.
Joseph Smith, between 9-year-olds, was supposedly delivered a message. Maybe put his face into the hat to read the rocks.
Human and human,
and delivered a message known as the White Horse Prophecy.
Fuck everyone!
Which declared that one day when the U.S. Constitution was hanging by a thread. Which is what Glenn is talking about.
Okay.
The Mormon people will rise up and save the nation.
Jeb! That's horrible. That's just fucking... They're not going to do anything. Rise up.
Maybe they thought they had it with Mittens.
Let me tell you
Maybe
something.
They were like, this is our time.
I'm a pretty fast runner, and I guarantee you, if you've got that shitty Mormon underwear on, I can outrun you, because there's no way that breeze allows for any range of motion.
I think it looks really loose. Like the pictures really? I've seen of it, it looks like it's doesn't look like there's a lot of support.
It's a body stocking, I think. Isn't it a body stocking, kind of?
I think it's full, yeah, like neck down to knees, but...
Who the fuck, at some point in their life, they're like, you know what? This is stupid. I'm wearing this underwear.
I think
fuck this!
That's happening more and more, hence the decline in churchosity in general.
Well, I got to tell you, I got a good friend of mine. I got a bunch of good friends that grew up Mormon. I don't think they're all still into it. I know one of them's not. He fucking is a Broadway star.
Sings
show tunes on a fucking cruise ship. That's how he makes his money.
I really can't imagine. I just cannot imagine. Hearing the story. Yeah. Watch the South Park. I mean, that's all you got to do. And the episode of South Park is amazing in that they don't, aside from in the background humming dum 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 dum, aside from that commentary, they basically just tell the story, just tell the magic plate story and the angel and the rocks and the hat and oh oops we lost it and they told me I can have multiple wives of before the hair gets them and stuff like that.
And Mormons, don't feel put upon. I mean, yes, we're making fun of you, but...
Oh, sure.
But the point is...
Tomorrow we'll make fun of... why wait till tomorrow?
They're all equally batshit crazy. I mean, we just referenced some people from my part of the country that like to run around with snakes in their hands because of one fucking passage in the goddamn Bible about serpents and ash cloth.
And they've got it right. Cloth. And the rest of everybody else has it wrong.
And I believe it so much.
37 people in the hills of West Virginia are going to go to heaven and nobody else.
Why? Goddamn. Could you imagine? How do they believe? That's got to be mental illness, right? If you read something and for some reason you believe in it so much that you will pick up a snake because you think God is protecting
you'll
you.
You'll accept.
Through being anointed?
You'll accept living at the bottom of a diarrhea pit if you could be convinced that you're better than somebody else.
I got to get a look at this diarrhea pit.
As long as you've got somebody that you can point to and say, well, you're not black.
Right.
Shit. That's what they use. The ignorant, poor white people of the hills of West Virginia keep voting Republican, Republican, Republican.
We got to fix it. What are we going to do?
George Will.
Okay.
Stodgy old conservative journalistic type.
He's a
dude.
Dick. Is he a Trump fan or what is he?
No,
he doesn't like him. Wow, George,
no,
good for you. Amazing.
Quite upset about the whole rise of Trumpenstein.
Yeah, but he's usually a shithead, right?
Well, yeah, he helped create Trumpenstein. He's part of the right wing press that claim that they're establishment and everything, but he has been. Taking without the glass coffee table in the middle, he's been taking shits on Obama's face since the beginning of the administration for no reason other than the fact, I think, then he's a brown dude.
You know, at some point, don't you want to just say, hey, go enjoy this monster. You made him.
No. Here is... this is... you just got to hear this. I don't know what to say about this. George Will.
George?
Well, stylistically, Trump is in the George Wallace tradition. Wallace, who famously said there's too much dignity in American politics, we have to have more meanness. Wallace got 46 electoral votes because he has a regional base. What makes Trump more interesting is he's not a regional candidate. He has support all over the country, as he's demonstrated. The problem is this. Not only are his negatives 61%, almost double his positives, 32%, but he's appealing entirely to white people. Now,
so here's a Republican saying, well, here's a negative. He's appealing entirely to white. Here's a conservative who for 30 years has been like, let's appeal to white people.
Yeah,
let's get the evangelicals. Let's get...
Aren't you confused?
Rural, yeah, let's get the gun nuts. Let's open our legs to the NRA. Let's get all those guys on board.
Is it the big business shit that Trump says he's coming after that bothers these guys? Or what is it?
Maybe, yeah. That's probably part of it. That they can't control him. They don't know.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
appealing entirely to white people. Now, in 1988, George Herbert Walker Bush got 59% of the white vote, which was high. And that translated into 426 electoral votes. Mitt Romney, in 2012, got 59% of the white vote.
Mitt Romney got 59% of the white vote.
Oh, my God.
How sad.
That's amazing.
What a sad state of affairs.
Dude, there's a tape of him saying, I can't do anything for these people.
Because 47% of the people will never.
So fuck.
Because they're takers.
Oh, my.
Because they're living off our teats.
How did that just not?
It did. It kind of did.
Kill his campaign.
But, yeah, among white people. Because apparently 60% of them felt.
Translated into 206 electoral votes. Romney got 17%, that's all, of the non-white vote. Trump, by every measure, would do worse than that. Which...
Wow, amazing.
So there's no way he can win.
Yeah. So what is the point of all this?
Even if the scary white people come out and get 50, 55, 57, 59% to vote Trump in the nation,
there are some,
please don't. But
there's some
on the outside
scary
chance,
ass white people.
On the outside
there,
chance that happens, the brown people that come out are going to wallop him. So, I mean, I think we should be less fearful of a Trump victory.
Yeah.
Hopefully. Unless they've somehow between now and then find even more ways to keep brown people from voting. I mean, they're trying desperately.
Yeah. I have a
in
question.
All those states.
So should we feel better because of what George Will is saying?
We should. Yeah, he's crying.
He's
lamenting the loss of the Republican Party.
Does he not understand how? Does he?
But it's like, I can't believe that the major party candidate is only appealing to white people.
So there's,
it's like, where have you been for the past 50 years?
It is insane. But does this mean Trump's delusional? Because he,
well, I mean, Trump is delusional. What do you mean? Does this mean Trump's delusional?
But you're saying there's no way he can win.
He thinks he's going to turn around and be huge with the blacks and huge with the Mexicans.
But that's not true.
Here's what I think he is delusional. Because here's what people tell him. You won 47% of the Hispanic vote.
Okay.
In the primary.
So of the four.
Exactly. In Nevada.
Republicans in Nevada.
Exactly. Four guys.
Two and a half. Went love out. You. 2.5 out of the five Hispanic guys in Nevada love this.
So he's like, I'm huge. But among the total Hispanic population, he's at like 10% or something like that. They loathe and despise him. His negatives are in the, like, 80s among non-white people.
Yeah.
His negatives are in the 80s.
Right.
It's just, it's highly unlikely.
You know, my show on Saturday, there weren't any white people in the audience. And somebody brought up Trump, and it was a semi-violent response. I mean, they fucking hate the fucking
there you go.
Fuck that guy. I want to fuck him up.
Wait, weren't those two Mexican guys there? There's two Mexican guys that like him, though, right? Oh, they kept their mouths shut.
Either that.
Or were they?
We're talking about professional drunks here. It's that they might have forgotten they said that. They don't know.
Oh, they remember. They were Trump fans for a night.
They drank that it away.
Translated into 206 electoral votes. Romney got 17%, that's all, of the non-white vote. Trump, by every measure, would do worse than that, which means he would have to get not just the 65% of the white vote to win that Ronald Reagan got, sweeping 49 states. He would have to get 70% of the white vote. A, it won't happen, and B, it would destroy the Republican Party by making it the party of
people. He says the party of white people is how he finishes that.
By making it the party of white people?
Right.
I would think by what he's saying, he's evidencing the fact that it is the fucking party of white people.
Ignore what's going on behind the curtain. It's like it's all white people.
You've got it. Let me explain that.
What about Ben Carson, Ryan?
But what about Joe Arpaio? He's got a concentration camp full
of
Mexican
people. What about Ben Carson? We had a black guy on the stage, just like we did last time.
We're not.
It was Becky Stan guy.
I'm not disputing his race. And I'm not disputing that. I don't know that he's real. Is Ben Carson real? Is he an android?
He's a pandering whore. Every article you find nowadays is that.
A pandering whore.
Is that you know, he really knew kind of from the outset that there was no way he's going to be president. But goddamn, what a great way to raise money and have people pay for your book tour and pay to make you famous.
Who the fuck would want to go through that?
Pay to make you a celebrity now. Now he can go and deliver a sleepy speech for $100,000 somewhere.
Really? He gets paid sure. to talk. Dude, this is the guy who, I don't know what, how does this work? Like, how do you, Donald Trump will never find himself in a speech where he's musing on the possible uses of the pyramids. You know what I mean? He's never going to be like, they were actually used for grain.
Right.
I mean, I don't know.
I mean,
Ben Carson is just such a wacko. I just can't believe a group is going to pay to say, guys, we've got Ben Carson. I mean, unless it's ironic.
He's already given speeches and stuff. And he created that organization now where he's going to get the evangelical vote out or something like right. that.
Is he, I mean, how long are his speeches? I mean, it's like 30 minutes?
I don't know.
God damn.
Here's another little bit of politics. Listen to On the Sevens, ladies and gentlemen, the Hollywood Hick.
Fuck y'all.
Gun strapped to everything and freaking pickup truck. Just freaking like the epitome of freaking just white trash America, which is just it's like the extent to which this Trump campaign is like exemplifying how racist this country is beyond me. Like, this is exactly why, because this shit that went down like this time where this stupid ass old mother trucker punched this dude as he's walking out. That's what I'm talking about. Like, this happened in North Carolina. Prime example why I left that place. Grew up in North Carolina, fucking hightailed it to the fucking big city of Los Angeles as soon as I freaking could. Graduated college, got the fuck out of Dodge, okay?
It's a little bit of the Hollywood Hick.
I could listen to that all day.
On the 7, 7 p.m., 7 a.m. streaming. Go to crabdiving.com to download episodes as a podcast. Yeah.
Graduated college, got the fuck out of there.
He gets pretty angry in this one at the guy who sucker punched the the black protester. He says he says
what does he call him?
He says, well, bitch ass bitch. If I see him on the street, bitch ass bitch, I'm gonna beat him down. I'm gonna yell real loud so everybody can look over and see that a faggot beat his ass. Okay.
Do you have that? Do you
Brent
have
Paris.
That? I know. I'm so sorry. Do you have that clip where he's like, where he's bitching at the autoplay?
I fucking hate when you click on something and then the fucking video comes on, whether I want it to or not. Maybe I'm trying to be discreet. Maybe I'm at the workplace and I don't need your shit just fucking all of a sudden coming on. And I even set this fucking thing so that it wouldn't automatically play shit, and it still automatically plays shit. Why the fuck is that? Then I put these ad blocker things on here and it fucks up my whole flow on here. Good Lord, I am trying to have, I was out full of sparkles, rainbows, and deliciousness, and then this thing has to go on and piss me off. So, let me push back down the inner hell no that jumped up and tried to snatch away all my sparkles, rainbows, and deliciousness and Dolly Parton feelings, and continue on with this.
Yeah, you know,
there you go.
My dad used to listen to this, his show.
Oh, you said he would sit there and just laugh, right? Headphones on?
He'd walk around with in the front pocket of his shirt. He would have his iPhone 6 in there. It's a huge thing. Shirt pocket. Anyway, he would be playing the Hollywood Hick. He's walking around the house. He would just be laughing his ass off to the point where, like, you're just tired. Honestly, you listen to this fucking that Hollywood Hick podcast, you were physically tired from laughing.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's insane.
You got to do it when you're working out or something like that. It's because you can't do it while you're working because you can't concentrate. It's so funny.
Bitch ass bitch.
Speaking of bitch ass bitches, there's a story out of North Carolina.
You bitch ass bitch.
You know, they're early voting now in North Carolina, the home of the Hollywood Hick, which is why we brought this up. a guy named Rudy Ravindra.
Oh, okay.
Went to go early vote.
Not the guy from Lord of the Rings.
Went to go early vote.
Yes.
And says, I gave my driver's license to the poll worker.
Okay.
He kept it. He looked at it, looked at Rudy, and said he put his the ID face down and ordered him to spell his name. Spell your name.
Why?
Because though he goes by Rudy, his legal name is Rudra Vajhala. Okay. Rudra Vajhala Ravindra is his full name.
Great. So what is that? Is that Arabic? Going to freak this guy out?
He's brown.
Oh, God. Well.
And he said, Rudy said, now, meanwhile, other whiter people.
Yes.
Hand the ID. And yes. They're like, all right, there you go.
Oh, it's British.
Rudy.
Is it a British poll? Hello. It is.
Right, go on.
Spell your name.
On you go. That's from the
Life of Brian, right?
No, from
Crucifixion.
Well, there might have been there too, because when they that's right, that
Crucifixion.
Too. But there's also the bridge keeper in
Monty Python.
Monty Python.
Right, off you go. Oh, I don't remember that.
He who wants to cross must answer these questions three. Oh, yeah. What is your name? What is your quest? What is your favorite color?
Oh, God.
Blue. No.
Ah!
Anyway.
I love it. You remember Sir Robin? Sure. Sir Robin ran away.
Yeah. He bravely turned his tail and fled.
Holy shit, you know all of it.
Oh, brave Sir Robin. That was the first movie I ever memorized.
You remember his little, the singing, his, what was it?
His minstrels.
His minstrels sure. Behind him, and he kept saying, no, it's not like
Stop
that.
Stop it. I didn't.
Sir Robin ran away.
So anyway, Rudy Rudra Vajhala Ravindra tried to go early vote. The poll worker said, looked at his ID, put it down, face down, said, spell your name.
Hey, boy!
Nobody else had to spell their name.
Well, they're white, Pat.
Rudy suggested, well, why don't you look at my ID?
Yeah, why don't you lick my
ass?
You
can see how it's spelled.
That's what he should have said.
And the poll worker, quote, barked, they say.
Oh.
You gotta spell it! So he started spelling R-U-D. And he said the poll worker repeated after him and typed each letter. So it was like R type.
Oh,
you,
God.
You
Jesus
type.
Christ.
He said when he typed a B, as in boy, instead of D dog, I had to correct him. It's not B, it's D for dog. It went on for a while. Each time he made a mistake, Rudy patiently corrected. And meanwhile, this guy says voters in adjacent lines were just like, all right, go ahead, honey.
Oh, my God.
He said his wife had to go through the same bullshit. Quote, our two Caucasian friends who live in different areas of town voted at different polling places. In contrast to our humiliating experience, however, they did not have to pass any spelling test after a cursory glance at their IDs and were allowed to vote easily.
Jesus Christ. And you know,
but this is the kind of little shit locally that people go through. Well, they got to vote. They weren't disenfranchised. Meanwhile, they were made to feel like second class citizens.
Right.
They're the only ones that had to spell their name.
Does this seem particularly crazy? Because it's happening at a fucking polling place.
Right.
Where this kind of this should never happen here. Because people should fucking know.
You should
have that in your mind. I mean, listen, if this bit of racism happened at a Golden Corral, you know what I mean? Or like, I don't know, what? Any other place.
You must be this white to drink from the
voting is
from the chocolate fountain.
Yes. You can't drink directly from the fountain.
You can't stick your finger in there your tongue.
No, that's don't be dumb. Yeah. You can only single dip from the fucking chocolate fountain. But you know
people.
Oh,
are,
God, it's so gross.
How, you know somebody's but walked up there and stuck their dick in it. You know that's happened when the doors closed. Some 17-year-old pimply 17-year-old working at the chocolate fountain is like, I'm going to chocolate coat my dick.
I'm going to do a shaft dunk.
Let the dog lick it off.
Oh, yeah. Poor doggy. It's like, oh, this is delicious chocolate. Doug's buddy's like, you know, that's in a, it's on a dick, right? What? What? This is so sad because voting is like, doesn't this embody, isn't this a symbol of our freedom? Like, it is our freedom. So this is where racism, this is the last place. Well, this the, shit yeah, should
it's like
happen.
The old poll tax, right? Or the old the IQ test they used to give black people to get them to vote. And God, it must have been like a year ago or whatever, but I think we put a story up about something like that where
I never heard
they
that
gave
before.
White people, like college students now,
yes,
the same civics tests that they tried to give black people in Alabama to allow them to vote back in the 30s and 40s.
Holy.
And college students now couldn't pass it.
Fucking God.
What like, is there's it? No way in hell a rural black person is going to pass.
Do you think we could pass
it? That was it? The 17th president of the United States and shit like that.
Do you think we could pass it?
Let's look it up. No, I couldn't. I remember the questions.
Oh, really?
We're hard.
The 17th president of the United States. Well, first one
Lincoln
George.
Was 16, wasn't he? So okay. That had to be shit.
And then we Jackson. Just, I mean, then we, you just passed by all the presidents I can remember because, like, who the fuck was after Lincoln?
I have Jackson. No, really? Right?
If you're saying it, then I'm believing it because I have no fucking clue.
Yeah, was it?
Jackson? Andrew?
Andrew Jackson.
I don't remember.
After Lincoln got shot. Right?
Oh, yeah, that's right. No, President. What
so,
about Grant?
Yeah, so that, Ulysses?
Is he a president?
He was a couple later.
Oh, I don't feel so bad. Okay, I'm off.
He might have been after Jackson.
Yeah.
He might have been the 18th. But, you know, it's tough questions that there's no way a poor African-American in the South is going to know. That was the whole point. They didn't want the black people voting.
And it's so shitty.
And that's why we passed that Voting Rights Act, which apparently the Supreme Court decided, well, we don't need that shit no more. Alabama's not racist anymore.
We need it.
Texas isn't racist
listen,
anymore.
If you're voting out of ignorance because you think we don't need it or you just don't like it, okay, but you haven't been to Alabama. Yeah. Or Georgia, or Florida, or Arkansas, or Texas. You need that shit. You need your voters out. Right, Zach.
I've got a story here. Elizabeth Warren.
Oh, yes.
Is wielding her giant clitoris and is nothing. See, there's no equivalent. I mean, you know, for men, what? Size is better, but I don't necessarily know that people look at it as a plus to have a big, giant, swinging clitoris. Sign of strength. Should I say labia? Should I say...
Where it swings?
Well, I mean...
I don't think so. I mean, I don't know.
Regardless, she's cocksmacking. She's schlonging in some way. Donald Trump really coming out swinging on both Facebook and the Twitter.
Swinging.
In a series of tweets... To which I'm sure Donald has responded. I haven't seen him yet. I'm going to check in a minute here. But she said, the way I see it, it's our job to make sure Donald Trump ends this campaign every bit the loser that he started it.
Oh, shit.
Next tweet. Many of history's worst authoritarians started out as losers.
Authority.
And real Donald Trump is a serious threat. She's tweeting to him. She's including his tweet.
Oh,
Donald Trump stands ready to tear apart an America that was built on values like decency, community, and concern for our neighbors.
Okay.
The next one. Let's be honest. Donald Trump is a loser. Count all his failed businesses. See how he cheated people with scams like Trump U.
Right. And the stakes.
And then the last one here, it says, Trump knows he's a loser. His insecurities are on parade. Petty bullying, attacks on women, cheap racism, flagrant narcissism.
Oh, my God.
I want her to be president.
Yeah, me too.
Sooner than later.
Are we not making, you know, she's just making me think about his businesses. I mean, are we not making enough
well,
of the
Ryan,
fact that this guy is such an ego?
Remember, he climbed up from nothing on that scant $1 million loan dad gave him in the 1960s.
God, what did Romney say when he was running for president that was equally as fucking gross? Something about struggling when he was
what was his wife's name? June or something?
June.
Yeah.
We had to struggle I in a one-bedroom apartment after college.
Oh, fuck you.
Which is a total bullshit. Even if Dad was playing tough love and said...
he had a safety net.
Well, exactly. If Mitt was in a horrible, God's forbid car accident...
Yes.
...and major medical bills, you mean to tell me that Daddy Romney Warbucks would not have stepped in...
They would have been homeless.
...absolutely paid for it. Oh, yeah. They were going to... Mittens is going to live in a box somewhere because he didn't succeed.
God... Bull
fucking shit.
God damn it. Trump, he fucking... put his brand on flesh.
The Miss Universe States. Pageant? Oh.
yeah.
Marla?
Both! Oh. God damn it, both! I mean, it's like, imagine a steak. The steak, though, is crazy to me because it's like, that is flesh.
But
it's just
rebranding.
Think about
it.
No, where did that steak come from? It's sawed off a thing.
Well,
a
it's gone.
Being.
It's gone now.
Yeah, and it's... Then you just put your name on it. That's vile steak. That I brand that flesh.
Right.
That's fucked up. Don't you think?
Right.
I don't know.
So I guess she also put out a screed on Facebook, kind of saying the same thing, that Trump is a big loser. So I still say
she's going to be the VP.
Clinton, Warren. Would destroy.
No, here's what I'll say.
I think she needs, that'll pick up the Bernie people that are going to feel disenfranchised if they don't win. I mean, you've got your, you know, small fringe of Bernie bots that are going to go off and cry in the corner and vote for a tree or something.
Right.
I'm voting for Pokemon.
one of those weird Japanese animation characters. Yeah. Is it Pokemon?
I'm voting for Sudoku from Empire of the Sun.
What is up with Pokemon? No, that's
a wrong movie.
I don't fucking know. Why is Pokemon so fucking popular, by the way? I've never understood that. I don't get the appeal. What is it? Is it?
I think it was just popular at the time that the kids grew up with. It just came out at the right time and became popular among the kids.
Yes. I got a prediction for you. Bernie president, Elizabeth Warren vice president.
That'd be fucking amazing.
Supreme Court Clinton. Ask me which one.
No, that's neither is going to happen. Bill Clinton.
Both.
Would never
it's
be.
It's going to be. No.
Bill Clinton was impeached. Bill Clinton would never be accepted as a Supreme Court justice. I think Barack Hussein, I don't think he wants to do it, but I think that would be an excellent pick. He's only 50-something.
I would
and
rather...
he could be around liberalizing the court and defending our real liberties and freedoms for, 30 or so plus years.
I would like Barack Hussein Obama to be on Baseball Tonight. He said he wanted to do that way back when. He said he'd be a sports
analyst. Fuck that.
Why? What's wrong with that?
Get on the court.
No. You don't think it'd be amazing to have Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton on the court? The first married
Well, I don't think
justices.
Either of them should be on the court.
Why? You don't believe in them?
Well, I don't think either.
You don't think Bill?
Barack Hussein studied the Constitution.
Well, what do you think Bill does when he's not,
studies the interns that are studying the Constitution.
You get a weird way of studying up there.
Yeah, he studies law students.
God, it is insane that he's a president that he thought he could get away with putting a cigar inside someone in the Oval fucking office. Oh God, it's crazy.
Nuts. Hello.
We have good news.
What?
A little bit of good news here on the Crab Diving Show.
We will have none of that.
Don't forget, if you're going to buy anything, buy it through our hole at crabdiving.com/Amazon. It helps us out. We get a little nibble. We get a little taste. We get a little, off the top.
Enjoy our stream.
A little off the top doesn't cost you nothing,
For sure.
Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
We had, this is a follow-up. We had talked about.
Crab diving follow-up.
An important, after Scalia had his weekend at his secret meeting, running around shooting things, wearing green robes. At his secret meeting after he went and shed his mortal coil.
Tits up. Wait, I thought he died in Texas. He died in Colorado?
He died tits up. I guess. He was on his back, they say. He was old. They might have been oozing downward.
White guys always die tits up, just like a cat always lands on his feet. Hit the gong.
So he...
doesn't matter.
After he died, you know, one of the cases we talked about that was on the going to be decided whether it was going to be decided.
Okay.
Was the ninny ass wipes of Nebraska and Oklahoma turning around and suing their good neighbor Colorado over the fact that it allows the evil demon weed
right
to be purchased legally by its citizens. Nebraska and Oklahoma both sued Colorado to overturn their law because they're upset that people are running across the border and buying weed coming back, which I think you have to have a Colorado ID. I may be wrong. Actually, I think I am wrong. I don't think it matters. I think if we go to even with California IDs, you can buy, I think. But they're upset about that. It would have required four justices to hear the case.
Okay.
The lower court said, sorry, Nebraska and Oklahoma, mind your own fucking business.
Sure.
Nebraska and Oklahoma cried and appealed.
Fuck you, man.
And I guess it's 6 out of 8.
Yes.
Said, and we don't want to hear that. That's fine.
Who gives a fuck?
Colorado can legalize weed.
Right.
So that's important precedent. I mean,
These same states, Nebraska and Oklahoma, do they have their political panties in a bunch over the fact that people can, you know, drive guns across the state line?
More guns. It's Oklahoma.
So we need marijuana regulated more than pea shooters.
Well, right.
Oh.
Okay. There's no amendment that says the right to smoke the demon weed shall not be infringed, but it's right there, the second one.
I got to tell you something, man. I have a relative, distant relative, and he has a horrible fuck. He lives in Colorado. He's a college professor, you know, academic, liberal type, grows his own organic vegetables, the whole fucking bit. His wife was sick, had to be sent to Texas for some special cancer treatment.
Mm.
He moved his life down there into this apartment so he could, you know, be close to his wife while she's having this treatment. He's driving fucking with Colorado plates, gets into Texas, pulled over. The fucking cop makes some sort of bullshit reason, searches his whole car, finds, now this guy smokes weed. Who gives a fuck? No weed. The guy's not stupid. He didn't bring any weed down there, but he forgot he had a pipe in his car that had a screen in it. Weed in it because it had a screen in it.
Residue.
Taken in, car impounded, in jail, cost him about $3,000 fucking dollars to get clear of it. I mean, what is going on in this fucking country? Going down to see his wife get cancer treatment.
Meanwhile, that deputy's probably fingering 9-year-olds.
Oh, yeah.
At night.
Please. Yeah, these Mormons with their God. Yeah.
But we do have good news. The Supreme Court said, fuck you to the states of Nebraska and Oklahoma.
Right.
Said
it's
that
like a dick.
Nebraska and Oklahoma were saying that drugs such as marijuana threaten the health and safety of the children, Ryan.
Shit. That's
what about the children? What about booze? What about guns? Health and safety of children. We could do a story a day about a toddler that blew its own head off or someone close to its head off finding a gun because some asshole good guy with a gun didn't do a good job of policing where that gun is and who's touching it.
I have an interesting question for you. You're a lawmaker, right? And you say you're far left, progressive, liberal. You're a big proponent of medical marijuana, that it should be legal, right? Some fucking asshole Republican wants to work with you on
medical or, well, both.
Whatever.
I think it should be just legal, like in Colorado
you
and Oregon.
Fuck it up and make it so, you know, listen, what they have in Colorado is a shitty system. Their marijuana is overpriced. In L.A., the way they have it, it's perfect.
It's coming down, right? They say. Okay. Anyway.
Some, like, Republican lunatic is like, listen, if you work with me, I'll work with you on this marijuana legislation, but you have to you have to work with him on some gun bill that makes it concealed carry legal in colleges. Do you cave on that to make marijuana legal?
No.
Come on, really?
Concealed
think about
carry
it.
In colleges?
Yeah, but dude, now you don't have to sneak around with your marijuana.
Politics is horrible. But then there's high people with guns in college.
Well, that's better.
Well, yeah. I mean, weed is better.
I mean, if you're gonna, if you're telling me that somebody's gonna do a mass shooting, and I have a choice, I got to deal with this guy if he's stoned or not stoned. I'd rather him smoke weed before.
Tom Engel, the chairman of the Marijuana Majority Advocacy Group, who's in favor of legalization, said at the end of the day, at the end of the day, if officials in Nebraska and Oklahoma are upset about how much time and resources their police are spending on marijuana cases, as they said in their briefs, they should join Colorado in replacing prohibition with legalization.
Oh, shit.
So, in other words, quit crying and legalize it, assholes.
We got all these problems.
This will allow their criminal justice systems to focus on real crime, and it will generate revenue that can use to be paid for health care, education, public safety programs. Right.
Do you think, this is Nebraska and Oklahoma, you said, right?
Yes.
Do you think most people could find that on a map if the map was black, but blank, and you still had all the states outlined? Do you think people could pick it out?
I think Oklahoma's pretty obvious because it looks like a key. I think that's one that kind of people always remember.
I think
it's a distinct 20%, South Dakota. No,
20%. No, I think it'd be about 20% be able to pick it out.
Seriously?
Now, how about this? If you had a map and the only states outlined were Oklahoma and what was the other one? Nebraska.
Yes.
You said pick of these states, which is Oklahoma and which is Nebraska. I still think people would fuck
Come
it
on.
Up.
Come on. I think people know.
So fucking dumb.
I want to give a little credit.
Look at all those Trump supporters.
A tiny little bit of credit.
Stupid. People are stupid, dude.
I've got a story here.
Crab diving follow-up. Oh, wait. It's not a follow-up.
I've got a whole bunch of stories. I'm just trying to prioritize here. We've only got a few minutes left on the big show this Monday.
Oh, my God. We've got a lot more assholes to cover.
What we do.
No asshole left unturned.
There's so much happening.
Yeah. Magic Monday.
More good news. Did you hear the whole SeaWorld thing? You know, they're stopping breeding orca.
Okay.
For
our entertainment.
So, they're not going so far as to Free Willy that's there now, but they have announced that, they will be ending their captive breeding program for orca whales, meaning that the current ones that are living at their three U.S. locations will be the last ones to be imprisoned.
Oh my God.
And forced into, whale gulagitude at SeaWorld. Watch Blackfish. It's really gross.
You know, knowing what you know now, how could you go to those places?
Right.
I mean, it's kind of funny too if you think about it. Like, how did we not figure that those poor fucking animals in there? I mean, let me ask you something. The Shedd Aquarium. They got fish there.
Yes.
I mean, it's researchy,
in
right?
In Chicago.
Idea, it's a research lab, and it's like you learn shit about the fish.
They've got a fucking dolphin show now, too, don't they?
Isn't that just as evil? That's my point.
I would think so, yeah.
What about the little fish that are running around in that reef in the fucking aquarium? Is that cruel?
I think those are probably pretty happy that they're just not getting eaten by bigger fish.
What about the starfish? Are they...
That's depends on what part of town in Chicago. So good news there, SeaWorld.
Yeah.
Not freeing the ones that are still there, but saying they're gonna.
Congratulations, guys!
They've been listening. They're listening
to what? Jesus?
To people?
Human?
To the world?
Human?
That says we don't. You know, it's probably not in a giant creature who travels
makes him depressed.
Miles and miles and miles and miles to put him in any to put him in any kind of captive state like
they're
that.
Depressed,
right?
Do you think they give those animals like antipsychotic drugs and shit like that to keep
them
calm?
I wonder.
I mean,
they probably put shit in their sardines.
God, you know that? You remember that story? That lady in New Hampshire? She had a pet baboon or a gorilla, not a pet gorilla.
The chimp that ate the other woman's face off?
She
ripped the other woman's face off.
Couldn't control her friend. Oh my God, that's right. Not the owner. It was her
friend's
face.
It was her friend who went over and was like, all of a sudden, Bubbles is ripping her face off.
How do you get past that? Are you able to get past that?
What, you think you're going to Go play bridge with your friend again?
Bubbles was addicted to Xanax because the owner couldn't handle the fucking chimp.
I don't,
like, here's
I
some
think
Xanax.
Bubbles was Michael Jackson's chimp, and I don't know. We're disparaging Bubbles. I don't know where Bubbles is now.
Bubbles ripped my dick off.
Bubbles is probably thrilled to be wherever he is.
Bubbles is
away from away from Michael Jackson.
Don't you think Bubbles is probably stuffed in some...
Oh, he's probably still alive. I think Bubbles? We would have heard about Bubbles dying.
Really?
They live to be 80. 70, 60, 50. They live old.
There's
they're
no
old.
Way Bubbles is alive.
I think Bubbles the chimp is still alive.
We're putting a challenge to our audience. Bring me Bubbles the chimp. I'm just kidding. Don't. I don't want to do anything. Those fucking monkeys, I love them. You know, you look at them from a distance. Do not fuck with them on any level.
Bubbles is...
Is Bubbles on Facebook?
Bubbles is currently, is still alive.
Yes.
He is at the Center for Great Apes in Wachula, Florida.
He's in Florida. Oh, my God, Bubbles. Shit. Look out for pythons.
They relax. They take the daily routine of the apes at the center. They take naps together. They go out in the chutes, lie under trees. They groom each other.
Oh, so it's
so
good.
He's doing good.
How do you know if Bubbles is relaxed? I mean, how do you know?
Bubbles spends most of his time sitting quietly in trees with his best friend, Sam, a 40-year-old chimpanzee.
Do they get weed?
The apes?
Yeah, I just wonder. I mean, I don't think they're human. They have human lungs.
I don't know if they give them that.
Like our lungs, anyway.
Bubbles was born in 83, so he's...
Shit.
33 years old, 32 years old.
Well, listen, you'd be at that. If Michael Jackson was still alive, he wouldn't be at Neverland. Too old.
Oh, too big and old, yeah. Oh, yeah. It even says that Bubbles is unrecognizable because it was a little baby kid of a chimp. And now it's a big, big giant.
Oh, yeah.
They say Bubbles now is huge and ugly, but has a sweet character.
Who said Bubbles was ugly?
I don't know.
So I mean, you know, is that necessary?
According to one of the keepers at the center, Bubbles is 160 pounds.
Oh, Bubbles is a big fucker.
His facial features have changed since his time with Jackson. He's now huge and ugly, but has a sweet character.
Okay.
Is what it says. So there you go. Bubbles alive ugly. And well. In relaxing somewhere in Florida.
Don't let Bubbles know you called him ugly.
I don't think he gives a fuck.
Bubbles will fuck you up, dude.
I think Bubbles gives zero fucks. They said he has a sweet... He's sweet.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, you don't know. Just give Bubbles a wide berth. Don't know. Bubbles dealt with Michael Jackson for fucking years. You don't know when Bubbles is going to have a flashback to like a Jesus juice moment.
We have a
lose his mind, rip your face off.
To that one time on the carousel out back.
Don't play Human Nature.
There was another one of these polls.
Poll.
Done recently. And since we were talking about religiosity, I know this is, you know, something that could be for Faithless Friday, but fuck it.
Teaser.
This is how, again... A different study of how religious are the states.
Oh, God. I love it.
It was actually not all that difficult.
It's not right.
To guess the top tier of religiosity. The key measures were how many churches were there, how many people identified as regular church goers. Etc. Etc.
The most Iran-like state.
Prayer frequency.
Oh shit!
Whether they believe in God.
How do you gauge
how they
that?
Describe importance of religion? They you ask prayer them how often do you pray?
How do you detect prayer?
So they put all that together.
Little instrument.
And they asked about the religiosity of the different states.
They asked people how often do you pray? Somebody asked me that. If you ever ask me how often do you pray, I'm praying all the time. Stupid.
The overall combined, we can look at each one separately, ooh, but we don't have that much time.
Okay.
So, but importance of religion, frequency of prayer, worship attendance, and belief in God were the four main indices.
Okay.
And they put those together for a combined percentage.
I got a guess for the most religious.
You want to guess the most religious, and your guess for the most religious.
I got. Show me Alabama.
Oh, show him. I should get that Family Feud.
Oh, yeah.
But show him Alabama. Alabama. Tied for first.
Oh, I would like to thank the Academy.
At 77%.
Tied.
77% religiosity index. Tied with another state.
It's Nabor.
Which Nabor?
Mississippi.
Yeah, see, this one, not as hard.
No, it's easy.
Third place, Tennessee.
Bucky.
Fourth place, Louisiana. Fifth.
Beat my dick.
Tied for fifth, Arkansas and South Carolina.
Jab.
Number seven, West Virginia.
West Virginia.
Number, tied for eight, Oklahoma and Georgia.
Bucky.
And rounding out the top 10, North Carolina.
Eight.
Texas.
My dick.
Upset that it's 11th only.
Relax,
right after
Texas,
that.
You suck.
But listen to the next ones, even. North Carolina, Texas, Utah, Kentucky, Virginia. All scary as hell.
Very. What is the most? What is the least? Where are the heathens?
Let's
live?
Go down to the other end of the spectrum and find out where the enlightened are. Number tied for 41.
Yes.
Are the evil baby eating atheist
yummy.
Homosexual states of Hawaii and Colorado. 43, New York. 44, Washington. 40
wow.
Tied with for 44.
Washington state.
A three-way tie. Washington, Alaska, and Wisconsin.
Three-way. That's a horrible three.
What the hell's wrong with What the hell's wrong with Wisconsin with all these Republicans if they're so non-Jesus-y?
I would think Alaska would be Jesus-y.
We got to get going here. 48, Maine, 40, tied with Vermont, and tied for the most religious-less states, New Hampshire.
And us!
And Massachusetts. California is at 35, so a little bit farther down.
We can do better,
the
guys.
The list, there's a lot of rural areas.
We got to...
California.
Please pray less.
We got to get out of here. We'll be back tomorrow. We're here every weekday, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. Then we drop as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, or at crabdiving.com. Hey, if you listen to us at iTunes or Stitcher, be kind enough to leave us a good review and thumbs up and lots of stars and shit. We appreciate it. It means a lot to us. If you're going to buy anything on Amazon, go to crabdiving.com/Amazon. We get a little taste of that shit, too. Ryan's going to be doing some comedy sometime soon. Find out where, find out when. Follow his Twitter feed, at RatedRComedy. Go to RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter, at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
And everything and everything is at CrabDiving.com. Back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.